in and through you. 2025 is your year. It's the season to trust God's plan, embrace His calling, and step into the fullness of His grace. Ask yourself, where is God calling me in this season? How will I walk in His anointing? Take a moment to reflect, and then step forward in faith. Remember, the anointing is not about perfection, it's about purpose. God's divine grace is upon you, His Spirit is within you, and His plans for you are greater than you can imagine.
Good morning. Listen, come on, jump on in. I only got a couple of minutes here. I just want to encourage you today. Listen, I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the Word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not my opinion, but it's the Word, because the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. Good morning, Michelle. And the Word was God. And then the Bible says, and because that was John chapter 1, verse 1. Then the Bible says in verse 12, to as many as received Him, the Word, He gave to them the power, okay? His dunamis, His ability to become sons of God. Now listen, this has nothing to do with gender. Ladies, you understand that when it says sons, it has it. What it means is those who are the divine offspring, the ones who came from God. You were in Christ before the world began. You are the children of the Most High, which means that you are the sons of God. Oh, come on now. I'm trying to make it plain because you got to, woo! You got to get this morning. Come on now. Good morning, Sister Patricia. Oh, my God. We're going to, listen, come on. Grab your Bibles. Listen, do me a favor. Share the broadcast. Come on now. Share the broadcast with your people because they need to listen. Woo, my God. If you only knew. The Bible says, no eyes have seen, no ears heard. How glory. Hey, my God. What is this right here? Let's see here. Today, oh, my God. We are in the 27th day of February, and it's also the 58th day of the year, okay? So let's go to the Word. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Devil, we serve you. Notice that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Our glory, we just cover the airways with the blood of Jesus. We declare and decree that that the atmosphere has been cleansed by the blood. Our glory. It's been empowered by the anointing, the yoke-destroying, burden-removing power of God. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Father, right now, I declare and decree. Oh, my God. Come on now, praying with me. Come on now. Come on now, pray with me. Come on now. Hey, glory. Come on now. Hey, glory. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Woo, my God. Come on now. Hey, kesha, tell about. Father, you said that, woo, how glory, that sometimes we don't know what we ought to pray. But the Holy Spirit, through groanings and moanings, how glory, come on now. Woo, my God, allow, open, just begin to pray in the Holy Spirit. Come on now. Just begin to release your spirit language right now into the atmosphere. How glory, there's a release. Listen, the 27th day of this season represents spiritual maturity and completion. The number 27 is 3 × 3 × 3. Divine perfection cubed, okay? 3 represents the triune God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. 27 signifies the fullness of divine wisdom and revelation. This is a season where believers will move into deeper wisdom, prophetic clarity, and divine authority as they mature spiritually. Oh, come on, somebody. 27 is a call to fulfill divine assignments. The New Testament contains 27 books, completing the full revelation of Christ. 27 represents the fulfillment of God's redemptive work and stepping into full alignment with his plan. Woo! The connection to 2025, this is a year of stepping into purpose where spiritual callings and assignments will be fulfilled with supernatural grace. Come on now. Woo, my God. That's right. That's right. This is the day that the Lord has made, Sister Patricia. Come on now. Woo, come on now. Get up in here. Woo, where everybody at? Y'all better begin to give God praise. Oh, come on, somebody. Hey, glory, glory, glory. Just begin to give him praise. He's worthy. Woo, my God, my God, my God, my God. He's so worthy. Come on now. He's so worthy. Come on now. He is so worthy. Hey, glory. Listen, the prophetic meaning of the number 27. 27 is a time of prophetic activation. Acts 2:27, you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead. You will not let your Holy One see decay. This verse speaks of Jesus' resurrection, signifying triumph over death and the beginning of new life. In this connection to 2025, many will experience prophetic activation, spiritual awakening, and the resurrection power in areas that seem like they were dead. The 27 is a time of divine authority. Matthew 27 says, at the moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from the top to the bottom. Jesus' death at the cross brought complete access to God's presence. Come on now. Woo, my God. This will be a year and a season where believers will step into new levels of spiritual authority with barriers being removed and greater access to divine power. Oh, my God. The biblical and prophetic meaning of 58, because this is the 58th day of the year. The number 58 represents divine blessings, breakthrough, and restoration. The number 5 equals grace. 8 represents new beginnings. 58 represents God's grace leading into a season of new beginnings and supernatural increase. This will be a year of divine favor where past struggles turn into breakthroughs and new opportunities shall arise. Come on, somebody better give God praise. 58 is a time of kingdom wealth and abundance. You better receive it. Someone type, I receive it. Come on now. Isaiah 58:11. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. Isaiah 58 is a powerful chapter on fasting, breakthrough, and divine provision. This is a season of supernatural provision where those who have sown in faith will see an abundant harvest. Come on, you better get this. 58 is a season of healing and restoration. Listen, I've been talking about healing for the last couple of weeks. You better receive and claim your healing and walk out whatever God gives you as details and instructions to walk in your supernatural wholeness and healing. Isaiah 58:8 says, then your light will break forth like the dawn and your healing will quickly appear. This verse speaks of rapid healing and restoration. The connection to 2025, those who have endured spiritual, emotional, or physical struggles will now experience swift healing and divine restoration. Woo! Come on, somebody. You better get this. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, Ricky, let me just release this prophetic word over you. Come on now, get your seed ready. Come on now, listen. The Bible says this, greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world. Getting this daily bread, getting these seeds, high glory, that will turn into harvest, connects to your seed time. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. You must get wisdom and understanding, because with the understanding, the devil can no longer come at you that way. And when you understand that sowing your seed is God's kingdom principle, Genesis 8:22, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Get your seed ready. Come on, we've been sowing to rumor this week. So listen, get your 2025 seed. Now listen, we've been talking about how your 2025 prophetic grace seed, okay? Listen, it's prophetic, it's supernatural. Listen to this word as you sow the seed. Use my Cash App, $2ProphetMDBrian, or my Zelle at michael@rtuproductions.com, or my PayPal. You can also sow it into the ministry at restoredministriesint.l. You can use the church Zelle, amen, or the website, www.restoredministriesint.org. But get your 2025, your 225, your 2025, get your seed in the ground. Listen, here's the prophetic release for today. Our glory, connecting the 27th day and the 58th day of the year. I am calling my people into a deeper level of wisdom and spiritual authority. The season of preparation is over. Now it's time to step into your divine assignment. I am breaking every barrier that has held you back. I am opening new doors of access and influence. This is a time of supernatural healing, provision, and restoration. This is a time of supernatural healing, provision, and restoration. This is a time of supernatural healing, provision, and restoration. The 58th day of the year marks a shift where past struggles will turn into testimonies, and my anointing will rest upon those who walk in obedience, move forward in faith, for my grace is sufficient for you, saith the Lord. Father, I thank you. As they sow their seed, I speak the blessing of the Lord over their life. I speak that today this word is coming to pass, and my God will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. Woo, my God, my God. Oh, Rekesha. Father, I declare and decree there's greater in them than he that's in the world. And Father, I speak that this will be the beginning of a life that will never be the same, in Jesus' name. I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss tomorrow. Listen, sow your seed, sow the Taruma. Use my Cash App, everything on the right side of the screen, and be blessed today. See you tomorrow.